Just invoking the inner friend. Just give your body and mind a few minutes just to relax and let all of the busyness of your mind or the things that your mind is holding just give it a chance to settle on its own without trying to do anything about it other than just be. Just be present. Just let your buddhi relax and kind of welcome whatever's coming up in the mind. As your buddhi relaxes and becomes aware of what's coming up in the mind, you're creating a subject-object relationship between your buddhi and the manas, the emotions, the unconscious material that's coming to consciousness. Letting the buddhi relax and be aware of it, the buddhi becomes free of it. Becomes kind of a benign witness or an inner friend to whatever is going on. It comes into relationship with whatever is going on rather than just identity. Almost like being an inner therapist, an inner friend, an inner swami that requires that objectification for that inner environment to take place. I feel hurt or isolated. Another person or by a situation, unless I'm conscious of kind of the psychodynamics of that, the hurt or isolation I'm feeling is projected onto them and they become the cause of it, which creates kind of a vicious cycle, a vicious circle. So Carl Jung looks at the situations that take place in life or the relationships I have with others as really a sadhana, as do we in Vedanta. It's really a sadhana, an opportunity to look at the feelings that have been triggered, rather than spending too much attention, paying too much attention to the to the people or person those feelings have been projected on. It's much more useful to go to those feelings inside of myself and be with them, to sit with them, welcome them, let them talk to you. You can say things like, tell me what's really bothering you. What is really hurting. And those feelings and emotions will often tell you exactly most of the content of your unconscious has to do with feelings, with hurt feelings. Some sort of hurt. Otherwise, there's no reason for them to be in there. They're sequestered emotions that usually take place in childhood, where the buddhi or mind is too young, not able to process them, not able to handle them. And so they remain there, kind of in solitary confinement. And only get to express themselves through projection, being triggered by something that brings those feelings forward into the conscious mind. So when the buddhi goes to the very feeling itself, rather than to the projected cause, external cause of the feeling, there's a healing and a transformation that can take place, because you're addressing and coming into relationship with the actual hurt, not with the projected cause of the hurt, but with the hurt itself. And as an inner friend, just being with that, with those feelings. Going into dialogue with them, letting them talk to you. Letting them feel held by a loving presence. Can release them. Can transform them. There's a huge difference between, so if you have a little child who's been hurt, even stubbed her toe or hurt in one way or another by a friend being mean to her. If she comes crying so tearful, she comes to you to tell you about it. If you pick her up and take her in your arms and listen to her whole story and everything that's hurting her, that pain will come to an end. Children often play free of it. But if she comes crying and hurt and you're busy with something else and you just don't have time with it, time for her, she's bothering you, you send her off to her room and say, no, go not now, go out, leave mommy alone right now. And then she sits with it, and there's a hurt upon the hurt. Depending on the age, your unconscious defense system comes and removes it, because she has no idea what to do with it, and it's just now multiplied by the being pushed away. So these kind of hurts, big and small, are there in your unconscious to be triggered by similar events in the world. And so these very big childhood hurts are very big for a child. They'd be maybe small for us, but very big for a child. They're just sitting in there, being triggered by this or that. And I react to the external trigger rather than being with the one, the part of myself that has been hurt, who has been sequestered. And so it just remains in its same condition, being triggered again and again and again throughout your life until you're 90 years old and finally die. Still same thing being triggered, because nothing has happened to transform it. Transforming means I, as an inner friend, have to come into relationship with it, or I, as someone who has knowledge and able to offer that, to have my own being, which is really the self of the inner friend, to be able to have my own being, have it be offered, offer that hurt into the ananda of my own being. The different ways that we do that. But it has to do with the loving presence, giving it the attention and love that it needs in order to relax, in order to let it go. A lot of times these pains are held in the heart or around the heart. So offering that heart, the constriction in the heart, to the buddhi becoming present, holding the heart. The buddhi rooted in the self. The ananda of myself pervading that heart. And all the pains that are held there. All the little ones. Feeling my own presence as me, totally welcoming and pervading any tension in the heart, constriction. feel the heart and all the little ones, all the pains. Gaining some relaxation, some loosening of whatever constriction might be there. If your heart is the feeling is of openness and freedom, then do the same. Just pervade that area. Feel your own being, your own me, abiding there, pervading the ananda of myself, the wholeness of myself, any openness or constriction. You can say in your own words, it's the buddhi, saying something like, for any kind of constriction or pain, because your presence is there, something like, it's okay, I'm with you. Just whatever words might come to you that are loving. as your heart, your body, the little ones inside relax, because of feeling loved, feeling held, your own being, your own presence, the me, becomes more dominant in the mind. It's really the mind, as it relaxes, becomes more and more resonant with my own self. And when that is taking place, the nama-rupas, the names, forms, affects in the mind, are not calling much attention in the buddhi. They're not calling for attention. The buddhi enjoys some shanti. The nama-rupas themselves, the names and forms that are there in the buddhi, themselves don't create a state which is non-resonant with your own being. They don't cause any problem at all, actually. It's really the different degrees of emotional reactions and emotional pain. Those emotional states that pervade the buddhi, that feel like foreign invaders that we want to get rid of. Or change or transform. Caring for the emotions is a great part of the sadhana. The practice of dharma, karma yoga, all of these things create a way of being that doesn't invoke these negative or hurtful emotions. So sadhana, they're very useful. It's a way of being toward the world and light, in the light of my knowledge, that doesn't invoke these painful emotions. But when the painful emotions are invoked, for whatever reason, even conscious work, even the work I'm doing in my unconscious, I have to know how to be with them, how to welcome them, how to do inner dialogue with them, how to not reject them. These are this atmosphere. It's like a growing a little starter rose. It needs the sun. It needs water. It needs care. It needs good soil for it to grow and mature. And for these emotions that I have, they need a loving atmosphere, a caring, non-rejecting internal atmosphere in order for them to release the painful and sometimes embodied emotions. It's very difficult without that. We seek others, therapist or good friend, to provide that loving environment where, just like a child with a mother, good mother, or father, they provide a loving, caring environment where the child can release the hurt. It has no idea how to do that internally. It requires the mother, father, or sibling. But we learn also, as we gain self-knowledge, or even psychological maturity, psychological knowledge, have held those pains ourselves. Like a good mother. The buddhi, rooted in my own being, is really just a manifestation that resonates deeply with my own nature. Shot. Sure.